Hey, podcast listeners. This week, we're talking about how to improve ourselves. Get ready for some podcasts on self-improvement. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of November 18th through 22nd, 2019. This week's show is brought to us by Podcation and Acast's newest show, The Score, Bank Robber Diaries. Stay tuned for more information on our sponsors later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Get in touch with us by emailing earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. On this show, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes chosen. You'll also hear some of the week's top podcast industry stories from the Inside Podcasting newsletter, written by Sky Pillsbury. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is how to improve ourselves. The curator is Jonathan Santiago. Here's why Jonathan chose this theme. He says,
"Hey, my name is Jonathan Santiago, and the theme I chose is self-improvement. I chose this theme because we all want to change the world, but before we do that, it's important to examine what we can improve within ourselves first."
Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen, along with the descriptions provided by Podchaser. Monday's episode comes from The Knowledge Project with Shane Parrish and is called Naval Ravikant, the Angel Philosopher. It's 121 minutes long. In this episode, Shane Parrish chats with Naval Ravikant. Ravikant is the CEO and co-founder of Angel Lists. He's invested in more than 100 companies, including Uber, Twitter, Yammer, and many others. Tuesday's episode comes from The Moment with Brian Koppelman and is called Steve Pressfield. It's 61 minutes long. In this chat, we meet Stephen Pressfield, who's fighting resistance and finding his best self. Wednesday's episode is from Getting Better with Ron Funches and is called Leading Man. It's 71 minutes long. This is the first episode of Getting Better with Ron Funches. Here's the description. Today I talk about why I'm starting a podcast, what you can expect from it, my first job, popular versus good, growing up poor, having a kid at 20, losing 150 pounds, what's on my vision board, anti-effort people, what I'm reading, and much more. Thursday's episode is from The Tim Ferriss Show and is called Rick Rubin, the Seclusive Zen Master. It's 78 minutes long. Rick Rubin has been called the most important music producer of the last 20 years by MTV. Rick is also revered as something of a Zen master across industries, and he is as deep as he is soft-spoken. He rarely grants interviews, and one condition of doing this one was the setting, his hyperheated barrel sauna at home. Friday's episode is from the Jocko Podcast and is called Jocko and Echo, Discipline Ownership. It's 86 minutes long. Jocko Willink is a decorated retired Navy SEAL officer, author of the book Extreme Ownership, How U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win, and the co-founder of Echelon Front, where he is a leadership instructor, speaker, and executive coach. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Jonathan for this week's theme, How to Improve Ourselves. You can view and listen to these episodes as a playlist on Podchaser. Head to podchaser.com and type How to Improve Ourselves into the search bar, and all the episodes will be right there for you. Join in on the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag self-improvement. Next, what's going on in the podcast world? Here are some of the top stories adapted from Inside Podcasting as of Friday afternoon, November 15th. First story. Caroline Spiegel, sister of Snapchat founder Evan, has launched Quinn, an audio erotica website which offers up curated content, social media style. Users can participate by sharing their own stories, reading erotica, or listening to others' work. 22-year-old Spiegel says she hasn't decided on a business model yet because, quote, people are not prepared to pay for porn, end quote. Want more information on this company and its founder? Spiegel was interviewed by Cam and Karen Lee Potter of Sex Talk with My Mom podcast a few months back. Next, the third season of Family Ghosts begins on December 4th. According to the season trailer, the podcast, which investigates the true stories behind a mysterious figure whose legend has followed a family for generations, features long-lost fathers, long-lost brothers, descendants of U.S. slaves, and more. To celebrate the upcoming season, host Sam Dingman and his team are producing a live show at Caveat in Manhattan on December 3rd. Next story. Hyper Objects Industries' Adam McKay has partnered with Adam Davidson and Laura Mayer over at 3 Uncanny 4 Productions to create an exclusive joint venture to develop original podcasts. McKay and Davidson have partnered on a number of projects in the past, including Surprisingly Awesome and the more recent Broken, Jeffrey Epstein. Former Wolf Den producer Harry Nelson rounds out the team as its resident producer. According to a story in Deadline, the unnamed enterprise will produce both scripted and unscripted programming and will begin releasing content in 2020. And the last story of the day. Night Vale is going on a tour that will take them to 50 cities around the globe. It's wonderful to see the world's appetite for fiction podcasts in action. Those stories come to us from Sky Pillsbury over at Inside Podcasting. Go to inside.com/podcasting to sign up for the newsletter. Now for our sponsors. This Feedback with Earbuds episode was made possible by Acast and Podcation. From Acast, a podcast recommendation. Listen to The Score, Bank Robber Diaries. 30 heists in just over a year. Joe Loya was one prolific bank robber. In The Score, Bank Robber Diaries, Joe reveals, all in his own words, his abusive childhood, his journey to becoming the most notorious bank robber in Southern California, and his shot at redemption as a TV writer and consultant on hit movies like Ant-Man and Baby Driver. It's a brand new podcast from Acast Studios and Western Sound, and was produced by Ben Adair, from shows like Dr. Death, Young Charlie, and Sterling Affairs. Subscribe now on Acast or wherever you listen to podcasts. And applications are open for Podcation, calling podcast creators of every background and experience level. Apply to Podcation, a podcast creation festival. The team will create an original audio drama over a 3-day weekend. Apply at podcation.com before November 22, 2019. That's podcation.com. Want to advertise with us? Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. And that's a wrap. We say the word podcast a whole bunch on this show. We like to share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week it was 33 times. Can we beat that next week? Stay tuned. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Podcall. And we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written by Ariel Nissenblatt. That's me. It's also produced by me. It's engineered by Jeremy Einhorn, the very proud Bostonian. It's edited, mixed, and designed by the birthday boy, Daniel Turek. Our music is by bensound.com. Our newsletter is edited by sometimes vegetarian Abby Kleonsky. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, please let us know by leaving a review wherever you like to do that kind of thing. One place you can do that, and arguably the most important place to do that, is on Apple Podcasts. If you listen on an iOS device, you can listen by clicking on that purple podcast app. First, search for Feedback with Earbuds. Then, click on the show. Scroll down. Hit that 5-star button. Then scroll down a little more and click on Write a Review. Once you're finished writing, press Send. That's it. You rated and reviewed. Next week, I'll share another place where you can spread the pod love through a review. Catch you next time. Happy listening.